Tara Ward is here for the first time in 2018. Happy New Year, Tara.
Oh, and to you, Jack. How are you?
I'm really well, thanks. We've got a few bits and pieces to work through in this week's screen time. Let's start off with the British comedy drama End of the World.
Yes, this is a new Netflix show which has got everyone talking. Critics are saying it is the perfect television show, which is pretty high praise. It's a very dark British comedy drama about two teenagers, and it's not for the faint-hearted. It is quite unusual, and the comedy is quite dark, and at some points you're not sure whether you should be laughing or not. But it tells the story of James and Alyssa, who are two troubled teens. They strike up quite a strange friendship and decide to run away together. Before long, things take a turn. They've committed a crime, and their life kind of begins to spiral out of control. What I love about it was that there was nothing predictable in there. There were twists and turns and surprises along the way, and even though it's a dark comedy, it's not depressing. There are some light moments in there too, and James and Alyssa develop this very sweet, I guess, romance that develops despite all the mad things happening around them. It's a real bingeable watch. There's 8 episodes, and they're only 20 minutes each. So I think if you can stick through the first couple of episodes and persevere, you'll enjoy it. I thought it was a real gem. You can see that on Netflix now.
Oh, awesome. Okay, that's End of the World. My next guest has also landed on Netflix. That's David Letterman's new show.
Yes, he's come out of retirement and is coming back on our screens with a new series of hour-long interviews called My Next Guest Needs No Introduction. The first episode is available on Netflix now. That's with President Barack Obama. It's very different to David Letterman's late-night talk show. There's no band. There's no celebrity self-promotion. It's just a really simple idea. Two chairs on the stage and two people having a very relaxed, thoughtful conversation. And it's a real treat to watch such a long interview because there's no ad breaks, you know, no one's promoting a movie or anything, but it's still got lots of Letterman's dry humour in there as well, so it's still an entertaining watch. There's 6 episodes altogether. Netflix are releasing 1 each month. Next month is George Clooney. They've also got Jay-Z, Malala Yousafzai, and Tina Fey as well. So he's gathered together quite a mix of interesting people, and you can see episode 1 on Netflix now.
Oh, that sounds great. Okay, JK Rowling fans will love Prime's new documentary, Harry Potter, A History of Magic.
Yes, it's 20 years since the first Harry Potter book was published, which makes me feel very old. And this documentary, History of Magic, has been made to celebrate this anniversary. So it looks at the legends and the folklores and the traditions of mystery and magic that have inspired J.K. Rowling's writing along the way, and kind of takes a wider view of how magic and mystery have influenced society today.
Oh, okay.
The documentary features J.K. Rowling herself, and if you're a Harry Potter fan, you'll love this. She brings out some of her early drafts, some of her drawings, and really personal items of relating to Harry Potter stuff. They've got some fans recreating some of the spells from the book, and some also features some of the stars from the movies as well. So if you know anyone who's a fan of the Harry Potter books and movies, I think they'll really enjoy this.
I think we all know someone who's a fan of the Harry Potter books and movies. And Tara, no doubt you have already submitted your application for New Zealand's inaugural season of Project Runway.
Look, I've got my sewing machine out. It's loaded and ready to go. TVNZ2 are looking for contestants for the Kiwi version of Project Runway. Of course, this is the very successful reality show where designers compete in a series of challenge to make their own fashion pieces. And I do love it because you do need a lot of talent and skill and creativity to succeed. And some of the things they do create on the American version are amazing. But TVNZ are looking for aspiring fashion designers. They want people who can design and make their own creations. They want resourceful and creative people. And you have to be available for filming in April and May this year. So this could be the start of New Zealand's next big fashion sensation.
You know what? I'm not a big fan of reality TV, but I always did like Project Runway because the creativity and talent of the people who generally participate in that show is undeniable.
Exactly. You can't hide from it.
Yeah. I love it. Hey, thanks, Tara. All right. We'll put all those bits and pieces up on newstalkzb.co.nz.